Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
It is Friday, March 12th on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and I have Arkansas DB Jerry Jacobs joining me for an interview as he prepares for the upcoming NFL draft. Jerry, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me on the podcast. You know, thank you for the opportunity. But I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well myself. It's been a good week. We've already reached Friday afternoon, and as I always am, excited to interview draft prospects. And I was telling you off the air that the NFL draft's coming up really quick at the end of April. I know that you are training for the next level. We just had your pro day on Wednesday. We're going to touch on that as we work through this interview. But Jerry, first I want to talk to you about your initial start at Hutchinson Community College, where you earned all-conference honors in your only season there. What led you to go the JUCO route coming out of high school?
I got in a couple of troubles. You know, I did good my sophomore year. I did good, put up some good numbers. And then my junior year, I got in trouble. And then I ain't played my whole season. And then my senior year, you know, I got in a couple of trouble. But I only played a couple of games. So, like, a lot of teams, you know, were telling me that I should go to JUCO route. You know, eventually they was going to hit me up. I was going to go D2 because, you know, my grades weren't good, too. But a lot of JUCO teams started hitting me up at, like, during the last period of signing day. You know, I did a lot of research on a couple of them. And I thought Hutchinson was my best choice to go to. So I ended up picking there. You know, I looked at the research. They had some good players come out of there. And, you know, I took their route.
From there, you went on to play 2 years for Arkansas State from 2018 to 2019, compiling 52 total tackles in 17 games over your two seasons there, 40 solo, 4 for loss. How important was that playing time for your development as a player?
It was important, man. You know, Arkansas State came off of me soon I got in JUCO because they know, they told me, they was like, man, you don't belong here. But, you know, I had to go to rock because of my grades. They offered me soon I got in there, and they was rocking with me the whole way through. And they were just telling me, like, when I need to come in, all I need you to do is just lock up the number one receiver we give you, like, you know, play man corner. And I was like, man, I can do that, you know. So I took that route, and I went there and did my thing.
You transferred to Arkansas from Arkansas State as a graduate during the offseason. You started the Razorbacks' first 3 games of the 2020 season, recorded 17 tackles, and then you decided to opt out in late October and prepare for the upcoming NFL draft, which you are. And so that moves me to your Arkansas Pro Day, where you posted a 4.48 40, 34.5-inch vertical jump, 4.4 short shuttle. How satisfied are you with that performance?
Man, them numbers all around, man. Honestly, I heard a lot of numbers. I asked one scout, he told me 4.38. You know, I see a lot of numbers. So, them numbers that they posted, I don't know if I'm satisfied with them, but I know I jumped a 34, I know I wasn't really satisfied with that, but overall, I did good. And my L count, my three counts could have been a little better, but I think I did good a little overall, but got a couple teams hit me up after, so I think they was impressed.
It seems like you've produced at every level this far, Jerry, a very under-the-radar type prospect, but everywhere you've been able to excel as a cornerback. So what makes you confident in your ability to excel in the NFL?
Versatile. I can play any deep position.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You put me, you know, I play each one every throughout my whole life, so I can come up and I can be the playmaker, you know, I can lock up your number one receiver. I can do whatever you need me to, play special teams. So,
what would you say is your best trait as a defensive back?
Man, honestly, you can put me on anybody. I feel like I can lock up and I just, you know, shut them up.
I know you talked about special teams, and that's a very important part for draft prospects to get a roster spot on an NFL squad. How open are you to being a special teams ace to begin your NFL career?
I'd be open, very open. You know, I'm blessed for the opportunity. So whatever they need me, I told you I'd play.
What leadership qualities can you bring to an NFL organization?
Hard working, dedicated, you know, leading by example, by just going out there and doing whatever needs to be done for the team to win.
Versatility is also on your side, Jerry, as you just mentioned, playing corner, safety. So if you're given an opportunity with an NFL team, how comfortable can they be with your ability to play all positions in the secondary but also be effective?
I think they'll be very comfortable. A lot of teams like my size, you know, like my speed. So like, I feel like they'll put me around like anywhere they need me to in the secondary, honestly.
Has there been any curiosity from the teams that you've spoken to, Jerry, about a small sample size from the 2020 season? And if there has been some concern, what have you been telling them about your ability to play at the next level?
I've been telling them I can do it all. I've been telling them when I come in, you know, I'm just wasting no money on me, you know, like I'm coming in and giving my all, do whatever to help the team out, honestly. If it comes down to special team work, you know, I feel like I can help out any defense, you know, any team in the NFL defense.
Who are some people that have been instrumental in your life and football career?
My sister, she raised me, so she's been an inspiration for me. Trey Davis White, you know, we'd be talking, cornerback for the Bills. You're a really great dude, you know. You show love back, you know, you'd be letting me know tips and stuff like that, so can't wait to meet him when I get in there.
Let's talk about your training. Who are you training with during this pre-draft process?
I was training with Bars Performance Center in South Florida, but I also had a DB specialist named Glenn Ford. We train out in Atlanta, anywhere you need him. So I Dare You Academy, that's my trainer. That's why I'm training there in South Florida.
How is your body holding up with all this extra training that you've been dedicating yourself to?
I've been holding up good. You know, that's something we're looking forward to do anyway. You know, I love working out and stuff like that. So I like doing the work, getting better, getting help with technique and stuff like that.
So when you look at the landscape of the defensive backs in the 2021 draft class, why should NFL teams take a look at you, Jerry Jacobs, and be inclined to take a chance on you?
Because I don't think no one better, you know. He got a big dude, 5'11", 208, can come up, tackle, get off blocks, can read coverage, read quarterback. And I can do it all, honestly. So I feel like whoever takes the shot, I'm just going to be blessed. So we'll see how I go.
Talk to me a little bit more about your ability to be an aggressive tackler at the line of scrimmage. That's something that I've seen on film. You do not shy away from contact, Jerry. And, you know, not all secondary players have the knack to tackle out in space. That's something that you have. So why should that make you more coveted?
You know, a lot of corners don't like to tackle. All they like to do is cover. So I feel like me covering and I can come up and tackle, that's a boost for me. So I feel like if I can do that, some corners aren't doing it in the NFL enough. So I love tackling.
Again, Jerry, I appreciate your time. I wish you the best as you move forward.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.